Welcome back, everybody, to Off the Field Podcast, episode number 92. Mobo, my co-host, right here to my left, and to his left even farther, the youngest guest ever on Off the Field Podcast, Anna Lynn.
Is that a record? Is that what we're getting?
You're now in the Off the Field record books as the youngest guest ever. How old are you, Anna Lynn?
I'm 11.
11. Turning 12 soon?
Or no.
You already turned 11, right? Remind me of your birthday.
September 17th.
Hey, you heard me say Sep. I had the right month.
She's 2 days before Cap, which is what I know now.
Yeah, yeah. And you are following Bobby Crosby. And how does that feel? The last 2 years of your life, everything that has changed. To see these YouTubers that you would watch all the time, like myself, you have the merch on right now as we speak, and playing softball games with those same people that you would watch all the time. And now you're a main character over there. You're there all the time. How does that feel?
It feels awesome. I mean, like, I've watched like for so long, and then I'm like just suddenly in it. Like,
were you ever expecting that?
No.
So not even to the point where you started going to games with me and hanging out. You never thought I'd ever bring you to softball?
No.
Well, we know you on a base level, the audience, so I think we need to get to know Anna Lynn a little more, just with some basic questions, like, what is your favorite color? I think I already know it, but go
orange.
Ahead. Yeah, orange. She's fully displaying it for all of us today with the orange t-shirt.
Yeah.
Favorite movie? Do you like superhero movies?
No.
Do you like action movies?
I feel like I like The Sandlot.
Sandlot?
Yeah.
Sports movies?
Classic.
You love sports. Everything sports. The sport itself, sports and movies, books, athletes, celebrities.
What about favorite food? What do you like?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
Yeah.
That's the first thing I look for whenever I get like barbecue or I honestly even go to a restaurant.
I was going to say, wait, you like just like basic mac and cheese? Like just the plain old, give me the cheese, nothing else?
Yeah.
It gets fancier as you get older. You get like lobster mac and cheese.
Yeah, I had that when I went to Boston.
So. Well, that's the right place to have it because on the East Coast, they know what they're doing with Boston.
Oh, yeah.
With lobster. Not Boston. Boston knows what they're doing.
They're doing
lobster.
A lot over there.
Yeah.
Another one. What is your favorite type of music? Singer? Favorite singer?
I like Taylor Swift.
Tay-Tay. Okay.
I was going to say, Mobo was the right person to ask for that one. Mobo's all way more music than I am. What about Taylor Swift's songs? I'm a bit of a Romeo and Juliet. What's that one?
Oh, Love Story.
Love Story. Yeah, that's my favorite one. I love that
Everyone's making edits with it on TikTok right now to athletes.
That's the hot song right now?
Like back in their prime. I saw one of Russell Westbrook earlier today. You like anything of the newer Taylor Swift? That's just like the old Taylor Swift. I don't know any of the new stuff.
I haven't really heard all the new stuff.
No. I put one, Cruel Summer. I put that in my year in review last year. I had to put something in that year in review that was Taylor Swift because she was taking over the world and she still is.
Yeah.
Do you think one day she will rule our country, Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll probably be president at some point.
Yeah. She has your vote.
Did you, by any chance, have you ever seen Taylor Swift? Looks like she puts on an amazing performance.
In concert?
No.
No?
No.
Would you want it one day?
Maybe.
I kind of built that up like I have tickets on my side. I don't have any tickets.
I knew that, but
what do you mean you knew that? We've caught you off guard so many times before. Out of all the things we've done, what have we done? We've gotten you on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've taken you to softball.
Yeah.
Me meeting you for the first time. Which one surprised you the most? Which one did you have no clue?
Probably you surprising me the first time.
Yeah, because you didn't know that was coming at all. But I feel like ever since that day, every time we try to surprise you, you have like a hint that something's happening.
Yeah, because like every time we go to Angel Stadium, like I'm like, are we going to see Austin? Are we going to see Austin? Are we going to see Austin?
Right now, your mom's off to the side writing down these notes. So, okay, so this is what she does. All right.
She's like, for the next one, I'm not going to tell her.
Yeah. Well, it's not like I go there all the time or anything like that. Why would you think that? And to all the people that keep telling me that I'm turning into a Dodger fan and they're like, well, you went to all these Dodger games. I still went to more Angel games. You can count the vlogs. I've already done it. I've done my work. So now you go in the playlist and count. What about favorite holiday?
Christmas?
Yeah. It's a hard one to beat. Free gifts.
Especially if you're a kid, you're getting tons of...
All right. Yeah, especially as a kid.
Yeah.
What is, okay, if we're not picking Christmas, because it's such a hard one to beat. Like, I love Christmas, too. Gifts, amazing cookies, great family time.
Hot cocoa?
Hot cocoa.
Under the Christmas tree?
Yeah.
With the smell of pine in the air? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Doesn't get better than that.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think if we're not counting Christmas?
I'm throwing my hat. I'm not going to lie. I love, like, a good pool party on the 4th of July.
4th of July is cool. I feel like I've stopped going to parties the more I got older.
Yeah, no one's hosting anymore.
Not going to lie, 4th of July is going down, but Halloween is going up, surprisingly.
Halloween, though, has been a powerhouse in the holiday community.
Oh, we were talking about this a couple episodes ago, Anna Lynn. Do you still go trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy to hear that. Keep doing it. Please.
Don't stop. Knock on every single door you see.
Please. Because I feel like kids going out and trick-or-treating is just going down, but...
Yeah.
Don't let it happen. Okay? You keep it up. Yeah. You get all that candy. What's your favorite candy since we're talking about it?
Probably Musketeers.
Really? Ooh. Wow. I was not expecting
a forgotten one.
Yeah, seriously. I'm all Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Nerds Clusters.
I'm classic peanut butter.
Like, I just had, like, Musketeers, like, a couple of days ago, and I was like, wow, I really like this.
It's just chocolate, like, the filling, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, gooey as soon as you start munching on it. Ooh.
I don't think I've seen or heard anybody ever say Three Musketeers. You might be the one and only. So they might all go to you. Like if I ever go trick-or-treating, which probably isn't happening anymore, although we do want to test that. I do want to do it as, like, a social experiment. Go at my age. Trick-or-treating and see if people give me candy.
We as in I'm gonna be the cameraman from like the bushes.
So any Three Musketeers I get, I will trade them to you.
Yeah,
but you got to give me Reese's. That's a good trade.
Yeah,
that works out.
Yeah.
All right, what about favorite player? I mean, I've heard a few names, but who were we locked on right now?
That is like so easy.
Was it the Halloween costume?
Yeah, Tyler O'Neill and Jaren Duran.
All right. All right. Well, both Red Sox. I am probably the only reason you still hang on to the Angels just a little bit, right?
Yeah.
If I wasn't here, would you be full Red Sox 100%?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, it kills me because you have no idea. So you're 11, which means you were born in 2013.
Yeah.
And you have no idea how much the Red Sox tortured the Angels, Anna Lynn. You have no clue.
I was about to say, still to this day, whenever it's a Red Sox-Angels game, it's 60%, 70% Red Sox.
Well, that's Red Sox, Yankees, Mets, Cubs.
First ever Red Sox game I went to, complete blowout. I could not believe it.
Well, we all share the fact that we've been to Fenway.
Yeah.
Anna Lynn, you've sat like what? You've sat on the monster? I can't remember.
The
big green monster. You did sit like right up on some glass, though, right?
Yeah, with a nice view. The Aura Pavilion.
Aura.
You must have had max aura. But how did you like that experience at Fenway Park?
It was like a dream come true, honestly.
Yeah. So, what stadiums have you been to? Is it Angels and Fenway? Is there any more?
I've been to Fenway, Angels, and Dodgers.
Yeah. All right. What stadium do you want to go to in the future? There's a lot of them. I haven't even done them all yet. I'm close, but where do you want to go? What stadium's on your bucket list? We got Reds, Brewers, Pirates. We got Rockies, Diamondbacks.
Probably the Reds because my cousins live in Cincinnati.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What? Okay, so unfortunately the Red Sox don't live around here. They're all the way across the country.
Yeah.
So we go to Angel games.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Angel? Oh, it's a tough one. You can see the look on her face. It's a tough question.
You got it here, dude.
Zach Neto.
Zach Neto.
It's got to be.
That's right. He had a really underrated season. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Dude, nobody gave him love.
Yeah, I didn't even notice how good it was until MLB randomly made a post about
it. Yeah, the one like 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah, all the comments were like, this is the most random post MLB has ever made.
Someone was like, in parentheses, can't believe it's not a Shohei post.
Yeah, I think he hit 277. Had like 77 RBIs and like 20 bombs.
Yeah, like 22.
Nobody talked about it. Not at all.
They're overlooking us.
We get overlooked every year. We're the baby brother in the LA. We are. And it's like the Clippers and the Lakers. They're the baby brother.
I don't want to be the Clippers.
Yeah, I don't want to be the Clippers either. I wish the Clippers owner would buy our team.
That is, now you're cooking.
Yeah, I wish Artie Moreno would sell the team. I don't know if you pay attention that much to the upper management of the Angels, Anna Lynn. Do you know Artie Moreno from all the complaining I do?
No.
He's our owner, okay? He owns the team. He's a terrible owner. So if you would like to go buy the team, it'd only be like a cool $3 billion.
Pocket change.
Then we'd really appreciate that because anybody is better than him.
If I could, I would, honestly.
What would be your first thing that you would do as owner? I want to hear something crazy.
Probably like sell all like the like bad players and like just like get some more good ones and like
sell the bad players. Got it. Pre-game Taylor Swift concert to pump them up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think, well, you're the owner. You can make it happen. You can do anything you want.
Yeah.
Do you know Gwen Stefani? Do you know that name?
Yeah.
She's a big Angel fan. So if we can't get Taylor, we can get Gwen.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the only celebrity I know that's an Angels fan publicly.
Yeah.
Besides that, we got nobody. That's the baby brother effect.
I'm trying to think. Didn't we have Vanessa Hudgens?
Well, only because her husband was on the team.
We could kind of use
right
that.
Now, well, technically right now she's a Bees fan because he's in AAA. But right now we're not looking too hot. But we have made some off-season moves. Have you seen the guys we signed for Annalyn in this off-season?
We just signed one today, I believe.
Yeah, today.
I think so.
Travis d'Arnaud from the Braves. Do you know him?
Yeah.
I like it, you know, because Logan O'Hoppe's a young catcher. And you got a guy who's a veteran who's won a World Series. Played in an all-star game. He's going to be like, Logan, look, calm down. It's going to be okay.
This is what you got to do.
I'm here now.
Yeah.
His actual sensei.
We're going from the backup catcher of Matt Theis, who I'm sorry, is nowhere near on the level of experience and mentorship as Travis d'Arnaud. So I love that. And then Jorge Soler, you know him?
Yeah.
We signed him literally the day after the Dodgers won the World Series. I literally imagine Artie Moreno was in his office, and he was like, they won. Now I make the move. And he signed a guy.
So it's like 8 a.m. in the morning. Buy him.
Yeah.
Get him. Sign him right now.
I would have loved it 3 years earlier, Jorge Soler. I'm still going to love it.
We're not complaining, but it could have been useful like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's a better bat than what we have, but like he's getting older.
Like, we could have used Jorge Soler, in my opinion, when we got Hunter Renfroe.
Yeah.
That's probably one I would have swapped.
Yeah, Hunter Renfroe, man.
Because don't get me wrong, he wasn't completely bad. But, like, from what Austin was telling me and from what we heard, he does bring some kind of a bad juju to the
From what I heard, coaches. Clubhouses don't like him. That's what I've heard. And
couldn't tell you why.
We signed all these power bats these last couple of years, and I've never got to see any of them hit like a tank. Like, we signed Hunter Renfroe. He hit a home run.
Didn't we have Miguel Sano, too?
Yes, and Miguel Sano never hit like a bomb. Like, he hit one maybe like 370. No,
we saw a bomb when he was on the Twins.
Yeah.
But that was it.
Yeah, but I want to see one of these power guys just like crush one 450. Mm-hmm. So that's the job for Jorge Soler coming up. And something else that's going to be coming up this offseason is Juan Soto is going to sign somewhere. Oh. All right. We did our free agent predictions on Instagram. You can go check them out, Off the Field Podcast. We have him on there. We have Corbin Burns. We got all the top notable names. Anna Lynn, where's Juan Soto going to sign? He's the best guy out there right now, easily.
I feel like either
what are the stars saying?
I feel like either like the Miami Marlins or
the Marlins. Okay.
Whoa.
Or like the Pirates or something.
He'd hit them into the Allegheny all the time. I would love that.
Yeah, he'd clear the Allegheny.
Yeah, the Allegheny is the river behind PNC.
Yeah.
Don't jump in that water ever, by the way. That water is disgusting. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Paul Skeens and Juan Soto. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I think we both said Mets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we both said Mets. What about the Red Sox? Is there any name out there you want to see them get? If you could take one player off any team and add them to the Red Sox, who would you want?
Oh, I know.
I think I know, too.
Probably Shohei.
Yeah.
Everybody and everybody would take Shohei.
Yeah, I should have seen that coming from a mile away. Yeah, Juan Soto is definitely going to get the biggest contract out of any free agent this year. You think he makes as much as Shohei? Shohei made $700 million. Do you think Soto gets that, or do you think he's under that?
I think he's under that.
Would you go under $600 million, or you think he's worth around there?
Probably like $550
million. $550, okay. I could see that being – I don't think he's getting Shohei money.
No, not
last
at
I checked,
though.
Soto doesn't pitch.
Bro, everybody was telling me like, oh, it's going to be like 620, 630, 650. I don't think it's – honestly, I don't think it'd go more than 550
I'd say between 550 and 650, somewhere in that ballpark.
I'm going to lock it at 550.
I heard – I saw a post not too long ago. His agent is Scott Boras, who gets all the big money contracts. So he's probably getting big money, but I heard he was coming for some reason out here to California to meet with Steve Cohen, the Mets owner. That's why I find it weird, because why would you go all the way across the country when you're owning the team in New York? But whatever. So maybe we got to go to the airport and we got to hunt him down, right, Annalyn?
Yeah.
And we got to be like, you're going to sign with the Angels or else.
Yeah.
And then we let him go when he signs the contract.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, to our listeners and people who have been watching the videos for a while, Annalyn here was born with spina bifida, which is why she uses a wheelchair. But that was it didn't stop you from doing anything.
No.
And she's like, hell no.
She's like,
So what are some of your favorite activities that you participate in?
Baseball, softball.
Yeah, I'm pretty goated at it. Nothing to it. What do you play? Well, what's your favorite position to play?
Probably catcher, because I feel like it has like the most action.
You're thinking like I'm thinking. When I grew up, I chose first base because I was like, the ball's always coming to me, no matter what. Well, most of the time. I was like, if it's to an infielder, guess where they're throwing it? To me. If it's going to the outfielder, sometimes I'm the cutoff man. So it's a lot of action. You could be in left field a whole game and a ball would never be hit to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's rare, but it could happen. And I just liked first base because I was like, I'm tall. Like, first basemen are tall. And I want the ball. So give me first base. You either didn't play organized ball or you played 1 year. What'd you do?
Never played organized ball.
Well, if you would have played and you would have been like, I'm walking out here as a little 10-year-old.
See, I'm in the same boat as you guys, though. I want to be part of the game. Mm-hmm. I want to have it in control. I'm being a pitcher.
Well, yeah.
I'm throwing that thing.
You literally have the ball all the time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're the one commanding it.
Mims, right? What would be your ace pitch?
Ooh, honestly, I don't want to show off or anything. I'd give myself like 103 fastball.
Oh, 103. Okay.
Anything's possible.
What other activities? Because you do more than baseball and softball.
Yeah, I do wheelchair racing and tennis, and I did pickleball like once.
Oh, I love
twice.
Pickleball. Ooh. We got to play pickleball. I love pickleball.
Run it.
I've had my mom's pickleball set in the back of my car for probably over a year now, ever since we filmed that pickleball video. It's been in my car. She's never asked for it back.
Have you used it since?
No.
We got
well,
break
there weren't pickleball. We literally had to do makeshift pickleball courts whenever my mom wanted to play, and now there's courts around here, so it's a lot easier to play now. But, yeah, pickleball is dope. And do you kill it in those races?
Yeah.
I mean, I bet. Your confidence is through the roof. I think that's a huge part due to your mom's instilling it in you.
Yeah.
And making sure you can always do things yourself and having that confidence out there. And what do you love doing the most out of all your activities? Like, which one's your favorite? Baseball, I'd assume?
Yeah.
Yeah. I assume so. Baseball is like your whole life.
Yeah.
You love it.
Yeah.
If there was another sport you could get into, viewing, playing, what it would be? Like, we have football, basketball, WWE,
F1 racing, NASCAR, the world's endless, you know? There's anything.
Probably.
Cornhole is another one. Just thought of that.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to count it.
Probably, like, table tennis.
Oh, like a little ping pong?
Yeah.
Those guys that act like who go to the Olympics for it, they're insane. No, yeah, you got it. That's the form.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let me get to this one right here. When you get older, I think this would be a cool thing to have. So what is something you want to say to Anna Lynn 10 years from now? So you got to imagine you're talking to yourself. And 10 years from now, you can watch it and be like, oh, my God, I'm me talking to me.
Probably, like, I can do anything that I set my mind to.
Damn right. Damn right.
Absolutely.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Anna Lynn?
A Paralympian.
A Paralympian.
Yeah.
I like that. So dope. One day we're going to be taking a picture with you in a gold medal, right?
Yeah.
And we're gonna bite it. That's the trend. This is about the size of a gold medal. Like this.
Yeah.
That's what they were all doing after the Paris one.
Yeah.
Take a bite out of it.
Yeah.
A Paralympian in what? In the racing, the wheelchair racing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe in you. I think you got the confidence. You've already done like some like qualifiers, right? Or like tournaments?
Kinda? I've done some races against like other kids, like,
yeah,
at like different like sports events and stuff.
Nice. Do you have like a hero that is up there in Paralympian right now?
Tatiana
McFadden. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Why is she such a baller to you?
Because she has spina bifida too.
Okay. So same story.
Yeah.
And it's somebody to look up to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I wonder so the next one is 2028 and it's here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you'll be, we're 4 years away. You'll be 15. When can you start? No lower age limit.
I'm gonna try to be in the
youngest one ever.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, because yeah. Tatiana started. She got into the Paralympics when she was 15 too.
Oh wow, that's amazing. So it'll be here in 2028, and then I have no idea if they even have a location for 2032.
Yeah,
they do. Where is it at?
Was Brisbane. It
oh, where? Brisbane,
Australia. Oh, Australia. Shrimp on the bobby.
We'll be in the stands. We're going to be cheering you on.
Yeah.
We're going to be going crazy.
You know what? Maybe I'll hold off going to Australia. I have no plans to go to Australia anytime soon. But maybe I'll hold off for the next 8 years for that moment. It is one of the hardest flights to do from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's a lot of money.
Mom's off to the side saying it's a lot of money. Are we talking more than like you're talking about the flight?
Yeah, like, dude. It's like 3K, 5K. I looked it up.
$3,000. $3,000.
Oh. What?
Just for the one. Just for the ones that go. Oh.
Well,
yeah.
You know what we got to do then? We got to carry that confidence to the point where your flight is paid for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But my goodness, yeah. Speaking of traveling, the company that I use for all those international trips, like I just did the Europe one and Japan. Me and Art locked one in for 2025.
You're going to go with him?
Oh, yeah. You already know.
I saw it on his story, I believe.
His private story.
His private.
Yeah, private story. Art's sometimes likes to just post that he's in another country without letting people know.
Or ask you last minute. Yeah. Believe it or not, he asked me. He texted me, like, I want to say a week ago, 2 weeks ago, saying, hey, can you go to Colombia? Do you want to go to Colombia in like 2 weeks?
Wait, he just asked you this?
Like, he had asked me a couple weeks back, but he made it very last minute to where it's like, hey, are you down to go to Colombia in like a couple days?
I don't
days?
Know what happened with him in Colombia, but he loves Colombia after going to Colombia that first time.
Colombia's a beautiful place.
Yeah, but me and Art are going to Peru, and we're going to go to Machu Picchu. Have you ever heard of Machu Picchu?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't think you would have. At 11, I had no clue what Machu Picchu was. You know what's also crazy? Because Machu Picchu is one of the seven wonders of the world. And to me, I'm like, oh, that's got to be a seven wonder of the world. Like, I'll think of something else. And then it's not. And I'm like, how's that not a wonder of the world? Like, what is there? There's Machu Picchu.
The pyramids. Stonehenge?
I was going to say Stonehenge, I think, is one. Petra?
Great Canyon?
Oh, the Great Wall of China.
Oh, Great Wall.
Great Wall of China. Yeah, I mean.
Like Grand Canyon?
I mean, that one's more.
See, that's exactly what you said, though. Yeah. It's one that you would think it probably is.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah. How do you know Machu Picchu? Did you learn it in, like, history?
Geography.
It was YouTube. Like on, like, a. It was, like, on a postcard on my fridge.
Has somebody in the family gone to Machu Picchu?
One of her good friends did, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's so random to have on the fridge.
Then she climbed it.
Oh, yeah. I heard it. I heard it's tough. Yeah. Yeah. So I have a whole year to prepare for that. So, yay.
The training is going to be crazy.
Yeah. Taj Mahal. Coliseum.
Those are the two that we missed.
Okay. Still want to see the Coliseum. I just did Italy, but I only did Venice. What about international? Where do you want to go? What do you want to see in this world? It's a big world. There's all kinds of things out there. Italy's really cool.
Paris. There's Tokyo.
Japan's awesome. Yeah.
Egypt.
I almost did Egypt. I told Art I'm either doing Egypt solo or I'm going to Machu Picchu with you.
Africa.
And that was another one we almost did. But what do you think, Annalyn? Do you know that musical reference that we did?
Yeah.
What is it?
Like Jeopardy.
Yeah. What do you? I think 10 years from now, kids will have no idea. If you do that, they're gonna be like, "Why are you just humming that?"
Huh?
Yeah, Jeopardy. But is there anything you want to see out there in this big blue world in green with a little bit of other color mixed in?
Probably Paris.
Paris? Yeah. The Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool at night. It'll start going like crazy lights. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. Yeah. We were lucky enough to join Bobby and everybody there in 2019.
Nice.
Yes, that was already 5 years ago. Time, that whole thing, you know, that makes us age, needs to stop, because how's it already been 5 years?
Being sped by, bro.
Yeah. And now, Annalyn, I want to get some opinions of yours on some fun baseball questions. So I was just recently at BBG, Baseball Generations. It's a showcase game. All these kids are going to be in the draft either this year or the next, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
And I asked them all what they think the cleanest uniform in baseball is. Let's just start with that to keep it fresh. What is the cleanest uniform in baseball? Which one makes you go, ooh, that's a nice uniform? I'd wear that. Personally, I'll give you some time to think. I have, like, the Padres home up there. That's one of my favorites. Trying to think. Our City Connects are beautiful, the Angels.
I'm going to lock in the City Connect.
Yeah.
That City Connect is, dude, it's unbeatable, bro.
Pretty sexy, not going to lie.
Unbeatable.
Probably the red City Connect.
With the Darth Vader style?
Yeah.
The little bit of the...
Yeah.
So, after asking all these kids, a lot of them... Oh, my camera over here said, hey, you've had 30 minutes of recording.
Oh, well, we're back.
Okay. Anyways, a lot of those kids at the event, they said, like... Phillies powder blue was a popular one. A few people said the Padres home unis. The Yankees home uni was another one. Oh yeah, that's right. She's a Red Sox fan. She hates the Yankees. So that rivalry is already affecting you at 11 years old. You can't stand the Yankees. That's like me and the Dodgers and the Red Sox, unfortunately. But mostly the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So after asking them that question, it made me think, because I think and believe pinstripe uniforms make any uniform look good. I think pinstripes make them look beautiful. And I think we should figure out who has the best pinstripe uniform in all of baseball. So I have a picture that I'm going to send to Mobo, and he can show you. And it has every single team that wears pinstripes in the MLB. So let me get that to him right now. I should always be prepared with this, but, you know, sometimes I'm just not.
I'm trying to think if there's a uniform that would look awkward with pinstripes, but I can't really think of anything.
Well, you should have it now. Here's the teams. Yankees, Mets, Cubs, Phillies, Twins, Padres, White Sox, Brewers, and Rockies.
Ah, yes. All right, here we go.
So I'm going to go first. I'll let you guys take a look at all of them. I think the best pinstripe uniform in all of baseball is the Cubs. It's just clean. It's classic. I love that it has red and blue, the color. The Yankees are obviously the most, like, historical and classic one to me, but, you know, it's just, just that one color. I like to have more color in the uniform, and the Cubs do that. So I'm going with Cubs.
Speaking about color, I'm going to lock mine in with the Mets.
That was my second.
Absolute just banger of a color. Are you kidding me? The orange and blue just work so well, even on the grays, which gray isn't – I hate that color, bro. Like, I hate the fact that our unis are like that. Gray just looks whack, but with the pinstripes.
Gray just makes me think business and, like, we have to be serious.
It's like what I think of it is serious, concrete, and, yeah, business.
Yeah.
That's what gray gives.
All right, Annalyn, have you decided on your favorite pinstripe? I know it's not the Yankees, so we can eliminate that.
That's like dead last.
I feel like the Phillies looks
the Phillies, best. That's another. Those were like my top three, honestly. I think the one that doesn't work is the Twins. It's only that road uniform. And if you went back to the classic Twins, like Joe Mauer Twins, those pinstripes were pretty nice, not going to lie. I don't think, like, another one I would say is Rockies. They've had it their whole existence. But to me, I feel like they could use a uniform update.
I was going
to
say, I like the Rockies one over the Brewers one.
The Brewers? Well,
yeah, I would rather have the Rockies have pinstripes than the Brewers. I feel like the Brewers can just redesign because those two colors are
awesome. I feel the other way. I think the Brewers in pinstripes looks fine. I think it looks beautiful. I love that they embrace the old logo. That might be the greatest logo in all of sports. You know which one I'm talking about, Annalyn? Where it's the glove. It's like the blue and yellow glove for the Brewers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And did you know it spells MB for Milwaukee Brewers?
That's cool.
Yeah. A lot of people don't even know that. And yeah, so there you go. We've all decided on the best pinstripes in baseball. My answer's Cubs. Mobo's is Mets. Annalyn's is Phillies. And another fun game that we've been playing the past couple episodes, and you might have been wondering why your mom asked you this question. What'd she ask you earlier today? It was a text from me.
What two teams?
Yeah, I just told her, can you ask Annalyn for two teams? That was it.
Yeah.
You said Red Sox and Blue Jays.
Yeah.
So we're doing a thing called color swap.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been watching.
Yeah.
You're updated.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we will be color swapping the Blue Jays and the Red Sox. And then Bobby, last week, before he got off the episode, wanted Blue Jays and Giants. And unfortunately, I don't think I uploaded them onto my phone, which means I would have to go to the computer. So, Mobo, could you handle this for a second?
Yeah, of course. You know, the one that Bobby said, Blue Jays Giants, I feel like that's not going to work. It's like orange to, I don't know, it'd be weird. You know what I mean? You know, the one that he did show us was an Angels one that was purple, completely purple with the red halo. It looked awesome. Absolutely awesome.
I actually think Bobby hit the nail on the head with that one because there's so many red and blue teams in baseball.
Like, yeah.
So many. So when you color swap them, you're color swapping red and blue mostly.
Like what did we do the other time? It was blue A with the red halo as well?
Yeah, that was the Angels and Dodgers. But now that makes me curious. I literally have the standings right here. So let's see. How many of these teams are red and blue? Blue or just red? The Mariners, I would count. The Rangers, the Angels, the Yankees, the Red Sox. The Blue Jays, the Guardians, the Royals, the Tigers, the Twins.
That's 10 already.
The Phillies, the Braves, the Nationals, the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Reds, the Dodgers. And most of them. Yeah.
That's 17, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, we need to be more original, dude. What? Come on, dude.
So now let me get these photos. I have uploaded them to my favorite thing, Dropbox. It makes it so easy to transfer everything. So let me get this one to Mobo right now. Please, phone, cooperate.
I'm surprised we don't have like an old gold team. Like all gold colored or like yellow.
Well, that just first one just came in. This was Annalyn's request, Blue Jays and Red Sox.
There you go.
So this is the one you named. Does it look odd to you?
It looks weird. Yeah.
Which one do you like better?
Gotta say the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I like the Blue Jays better too. Let's have Mobo answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Blue Jays on this one.
Yeah,
I like the fiery the hair. So he's doing it.
Looks like his hair's on fire.
Exactly.
Well, wait till you see the Blue Jays and Giants. This one was very hard to decide where I wanted the colors, but it's very different. Yeah. I don't know which one I want on this one. Maybe Anna Lynn can tell us first.
It looks a little cursed. It looks a little cursed, but I like it.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. I don't know. The Blue Jay, it was hard to decide where to put the colors for the Giants on the Blue Jay. I don't know.
I'm going to go with probably the Giants. Maybe. It's just.
I think I still like the Blue Jay.
Like, I like it. I feel like it's a little too faded, but that's what I like about it.
I'm going to rock the Blue Jay. I like the Blue Jay. The gold, orange, and black Blue Jay. No blue in it. So I don't know. The orange Jays.
The orange Jays.
Anna Lynn?
I like the Giants logo.
The Giants? The red and blue Giants?
Yeah.
The Spider-Man Giants?
Yeah.
I don't know. So now, for next episode, you got to give us two other teams.
Yeah.
And so what are those two other teams going to be? That we're going to color swap.
Yankees and Padre.
There you go. See, that one. Ooh, see, I like that. We just named 17 red and blue teams, but she was able to get one that was not red and blue.
Yeah.
Yankees and Padres. I'm already trying to imagine that.
It's going to look weird.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to look cool.
If I really want to work hard, I can, like, color swap a uniform of a player. But that'd take a lot more work, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I just thought of one that we haven't tried.
What's that?
Let's color swap the Savannah Bananas.
Oh.
The party animals.
Oh.
Immediately he's like, a lime green banana?
Yeah, the banana. The banana's either going to be
hot pink,
black, which would mean it's like, don't eat that, rotten to hell, or pink, or green. Which means it's either not ripe yet, or it's way too ripe, or you have like a mutant banana, because what is a pink banana?
It's like an exotic banana.
Could be. Aren't there pink bananas that turn yellow?
I'll look it up.
I think there are. Give us a second here, folks.
Pink banana. I got.
Somebody's going to steal my phone, go to my Google and see my.
Musa velutina.
Yeah, Musa velutina. Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Is a hairy banana or a pink banana?
It looks like a red potato. Have you you've seen a red potato?
For a minute, I thought you said tomato. I was like, tomatoes are red. I'm like, why would it? Well, yeah, the little ones.
Yeah, the red potatoes.
Yeah. Well, we also have Thanksgiving around the corner, Anna Lynn.
Ooh.
At Thanksgiving, we eat a lot of food. You eat a lot of food?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
I don't know.
You know, one that grew on me, mainly because I just never tried it. But after trying it, I'm like, why did I never try this? I understand the hype. I understand it now. Do you see that meme everywhere? That meme is taking over my For You page.
I have not.
Basically, somebody will screw up at something, and then they're like, they'll put text over their head and be like, I understand it now. And then they succeed the next time. Like, somebody did an edit of Juan Soto when he just missed the go-ahead home run in the ALCS. Like, he fouled it off, and then it put the text, I understand it now. And then he hit the three-run homer.
Jeez.
But stuffing is so good. That's got to be my favorite Thanksgiving food.
Dude, stuffing's a good one.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm classic. I know a lot of people hate it. Honestly, I love turkey.
I was about to hit you with the next one. Turkey or ham, Anna Lynn? I'm ham all the way. I'm sorry, mobocito.
You know what? That's fine. I'll take the turkey.
She's thinking really hard about this.
Turkey.
Yeah. Team turkey.
I don't know. I love ham. I request ham every year now. I'm always against the grain. Like, for birthdays, I don't want cake anymore. I'm tired of cake.
Would you rather have cookies, cupcakes?
Give me a plate full of cookies.
Oh, perfect.
Every single time. Now, cake, I'm just like, cake? But what about favorite dessert? We didn't ask you that. What's a good sweet treat? Cake, cookie, ice cream.
A sundae. I'm going to guess yours is a sundae.
Cake.
We're complete opposites. Well, we'll stick on cookies as well. Okay, well, I guess we'll ask both. Favorite type, cookie and cake. You just said cake, so what's your favorite cake?
I'm
vanilla all the way, personally.
Boring.
It just tastes better in my opinion.
Chocolate cake.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Underrated. Carrot.
Oh, that is a good one. You know what's one I absolutely despise? Is coffee cake.
It's okay.
I hated it because growing up, we'd always get coffee cake for the adults. And I'd always be like, oh, dude, it's chocolate. Every single time. I'm like, it's going to be chocolate. Always coffee.
I'm not a big fan of chocolate. I don't really like chocolate cake, chocolate ice cream.
Chocolate cake and ice cream is the best, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to double down with her, and I'm going to say German chocolate.
German chocolate.
German chocolate cake is absolutely...
Anna Lynn looked over at her mom like, German chocolate?
There's many times.
Where? What is this? What about ice cream? What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream. I'm a big mint chip. I mean, I'm in a minority on that one. I feel like
No. That's valid.
Okay.
I'm gonna say mint chip too.
Mint chip. Mm-hmm. All right. Favorite cookie? Are you a classic chocolate chip? Do you got something else you can pull out of the bag?
Yeah, chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip. Oh, her mom's looking at her like that is the wrong answer.
She's like, nuh-uh. Peanut butter cookies are
the best. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. You guys have gifted me a bag, and that was gone in about a day.
Yeah.
M&M cookies. I love M&M cookies. And these might be some cookies you might never get to try because they are slowly disappearing. Have you heard of Mrs. Fields?
No.
So good.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
I love those cookies, but... They mostly existed in malls, and those are about to be a thing of the past, probably within the next decade.
Yeah.
Annalyn, have you ever been to a mall?
Yeah.
Before they're gone?
Yeah.
Because, like, my kid in one day, he might never, ever get to see a mall. With how fast they're slowly, slowly disappearing. It's hard to see.
It is crazy to see how a bustling area where you couldn't find parking at all. You couldn't even walk through.
Nope.
And now it's just a wasteland.
Yeah, literally, my local mall is a wasteland. I'm not even kidding. I rolled through there. I literally was able to go behind a Wetzel's Pretzels and act like I worked it there. There's video proof. What about like a dream job like that, Anna? And I know you said like the dream is to be a Paralympian, but like if you had like a dream, I guess 9 to 5, I'm trying to think like unique, like
doctor. Yeah. Lawyer. Objection. I mean,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. You could do both. You could do like Paralympian lawyer. Wear your gold medal in court, like guilty.
Clean, clean, clean. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. And I use the medal as a gavel, like guilty. Yeah.
Your vocabulary is way better. Like, I'm shocked that you knew the word gavel, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
It's all those SVU marathons, huh? You have no idea what I'm talking about. Law and Order, the dun 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 banger theme song. Well, thank you, Anna Lynn, for joining us. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, yeah.
She's like, yeah.
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 And we all have ice cream downstairs, so I think we're going to have a little ice cream party right now.
Yeah.
So you down for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. If you are listening right now, remember we post audio for this podcast weekly on Thursdays at 7 a.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, the video is up on YouTube Fridays, 7 a.m. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, have the notification bell on. We will see you in
93. So close to 100.
Bro.
I haven't even thought about it. Anna Lynn, what do we do for 100?
Help
before
us.
Before we say goodbye to everybody. Please. Do you have any ideas? Like for, you know, for like my vlogs, I was like, oh, I can go do a cool thing. But like, what do you do for 100th podcast?
I just thought about one. Stay with me on this.
Mm-hmm.
Bounce house inside of here.
Petting zoo. We can throw
the whole time standing up holding the alpaca.
We can throw hay all over the floor. And then we can get a llama in here or something. Maybe a pig.
I'll bring also.
That would count. It's an animal.
I'll just have them sitting there like a little loaf of bread.
Do you have any ideas?
Maybe like a pizza party or something.
Oh, throwing it back. Like it's after one of my baseball games.
Like
or like the fifth grade year is ending or something like that.
We'll have it at some like random shaky.
It reminds me of pizza parties. And do you guys do it potluck style? Do you know what that means?
No.
So it means like everyone picks an item to bring. So like, oh, this person will bring cookies. This person will bring pizza. Yeah. This person will bring Sprite. Yeah. I would always sign up for like either the utensils or the napkins. The easiest thing ever.
I'd go with drinks, yeah. Bro. Soda's underrated.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I'll bring some. And you just bring, like, the one Coke.
I'm just there to make sure you guys can, like, eat your food with and clean your mouth. And then I will take all the snacks you bring. Yeah. So I will take the cookie. I will take the pizza. I will take whatever you hand me.
Yeah. And literally anything.
Yeah. All these throwback school talks are making me think, Annalyn, when there's a rainy day at school, what do you guys do? What movie do you put on? Because when I was in school, we always put on a movie called The Jamaican Bobsled Team. What's it called? Cool Runnings.
Oh, I love that one.
Do they still play that?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, after all this time, I thought they'd switch it up.
We homeschool, but
home?
I still watch it at home.
Oh. Yeah. Like, it's raining. Cool Runnings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen it. And I never got it played once. We got High School Musical.
Really?
Swear. It was like, third. Yeah. We got High School Musical. I'm not even kidding.
Wow. We got Cool Runnings. We got, I'm trying to think. That was about it.
I think we might have had How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Might have had that one.
Dude, I literally can't think of another movie. I just remember Cool Runnings. And I honestly can't tell you anything about that movie besides their Jamaican bobsled team. I don't know any of the details. None of it stuck. But now we will say goodbye to all of you and see you in episode 93.